Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
Record's not working. This button's not working.
Oh, that's right. You've got the buttons. Sorry.
I've got the buttons on my phone. Sorry.
This is my phone. Sorry.
This is the
third
podcast.
Glass of champagne. Sorry.
Here we go.
What do you mean third glass? We just started this podcast.
Nom, 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 nom.
We had a planning meeting beforehand.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the Puffcast. Happy with Adam Richard, outrageous Scott Brennan, punctual Toby Sullivan.
Is this going to take long?
It's not quite a... I don't think it's there yet.
No. Yeah. Okay. Still workshopping.
Maybe next week.
Still workshopping. Yeah,
we'll
soon,
see.
Soon.
See how you go next week. I reckon you go. You might bet it in.
Okay.
Yeah. Before we talk about anything today,
yes.
Before I even play a sponsor commercial,
yes.
I told Hamish Blake about the Fort Made of Pillow.
You didn't.
Oh my God!
Did you tell him about Fort principle?
We were at the.
No.
Should we just reiterate what that principle is?
Yeah. Well, if you haven't heard, many moons ago on this podcast, we just for reasons we don't even understand.
Who knows how we got there?
I think it was episode 9. We're about to talk to Will Anderson and we started banging on about having sex with Hamish Blake.
Yes.
And it turned into...
I mean, and we discovered the reason that we would most like to have sex with Hamish Blake is that he would build a fort out of cushions and fuck you in the
fort.
Yes.
Fuck you in the
and
fort.
Now that has become the yardstick with which yes. we kind of judge guys.
Do they pass the fort test?
Would they build a fort with you and fuck you in it?
It's about something having a fun personality, you know, joie de vivre.
Yeah. And I work at the same radio station as Hamish and Andy in Melbourne and Adelaide and Perth. And we were doing a lot, like we all were in Hairspray for a night.
Right.
For yes, one which night. Which I came and saw.
Which you came and saw.
Yes.
And backstage, just we're all talking about nothing. And I happened to mention to Hamish that in our Puffcast, we...
we discovered the fort principle.
We discovered the fort principle.
Was he rapt that we would all root him?
He started calling it the Alamo, was threatening... firing things off the battlements. He was way into it. he was wearing it like a badge of pride.
Ah, oh, great.
He was like, yeah, I'm going to get my fort cushion fort and fuck people.
Yeah.
We see like, hey, Andy, anyone talk about fucking you in a fort, mate?
No.
Lately? No, I didn't think
Maybe
so.
Maybe people walling you up in one, but no, not fucking.
So, Hamish Blake is fully aware of the fort made of cushions.
Right. And so all we need now is the couch. We've got the idea. Well, we've got the Hamish.
You could probably get a whole divan made of cushions at Clark Rubber.
Yes.
All we need is the settee.
Yeah.
And some amyl. Make it happen.
I want to knock on his door with some cushions. Just Hamish.
So there you go. It's out in the open.
Wow, that's
great.
Exciting.
I know.
So we can, if we see Hamish about, we can legitimately fortster.
Yeah.
Are you fortster?
How's it going in the fort?
Oh, he's known for years. Every time I see him, he's known for years that I've wanted to root him. I just become a giggling mess whenever I run into him. And it's like, oh, yeah, g'day, Andy. Hello, Hamish.
As opposed to when we were in Adelaide. And we bumped into Tommy Little in the street wearing a singlet.
Yes.
And he'd just come from the gym, so he was kind of sweaty.
He was sweaty and he was swollen and bulky and...
And we prolapsed on the corner of King William and Grenfell.
And
we lost our
Toby
mind.
Just like,
you were like, hi. You were walking 5 steps ahead, just giggling to each other like girls.
And I was over my shoulder again. Oh, he's still there. He's still there. Oh my God.
And I was just walking next and just, yeah.
You were talking to
I was totally, I was just right in there.
You were fully twink whispering.
You were twink whispering.
I was twink whispering.
This is why he's here. Because in a crisis, we need a professional.
Yes.
Who knows what to do in a tight spot. Oh my God, there's a hot guy. Quick, Scott, you're going.
Do you know what it was like? I felt like, Toby, you and I were teenage girls who just bumped into Taylor Lautner in the street.
Yes,
it was a bit like that.
Because
and I was a predatory older homosexual.
Typecast again. Because we were waiting there at the lights, and I can remember us looking around and checking him out and just going, look what's walking down Lollipop Lane.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's Tommy Little.
And And to make matters worse, he was with Dave Thornton, who also had just been to the gym with Tommy Little.
Yes. Yeah, there was a lot of buffness going
on. That's beefcake with a beefcake chaser.
Yeah, that is hot. Anyway.
Anyway, what are we talking about again?
Just 1 minute.
Just have a little second.
We'll have a word from our sponsors and we'll go and sort ourselves out.
Okay.
From the gay filmmaking powerhouse who brought terror to the screen in such movies as Deep Impact, Iron Man, The Abyss, and Sex and the City 2, comes a movie so terrifying, so confronting, so spine-chillingly frightening, you may never be the same. 20th Century Bear Studios proudly presents Attack of the Cranky Lesbians, Dyke Night 4.
I will go to the animal shelter and get you a kitty cat. I will let you fall in love with that kitty cat. And then on some dark, cold night, I will steal away into your home and punch you in the face.
They terrorized Midsummer Carnival this year, and now they're coming for you. Attack of the Cranky Lesbians, Dyke Night 4, when Goal Defense becomes Goal Attack.
It is time for
the Gator's End. As we barrel towards the bottom end of the alphabet.
I'm right here.
As the barrel continues. Continues to be scraped.
Yes. We're nearly there. We're nearly there, listeners. Nearly there's there. Only so many letters in an alphabet.
We are up to X.
X.
The mind boggles.
Well, it boggled too much, I think.
Yeah.
It may have overboggled. What we settled for is X for Club X.
Club X.
Yeah.
Club
the
X.
Nationwide porn, chain of
porn. Being a big part of
gay.
The gayness.
The Ram Lounge in Adelaide where you spent several... exciting
productive hours.
Minutes. Because he was like, what? There's only one sauna in this town? This place is a shithole. And someone said, there's a Ram Lounge. Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Ram Lounge is like the Bilo of sex on premises.
Yeah, really? No, it's like the Aldi.
Can I?
There's a whole lot of labels you don't recognize in there. All right.
All right. Here is a confession.
Yes.
Before I was a comedian.
Yes.
I worked in retail.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I worked at the Club X chain of stores.
Yeah, right.
I worked for a Hill group of companies. And I worked at King Street where they built the first ever Ram Lounge in Australia.
Oh, wow.
You are a ground breaker.
I am
God.
Don't, because you'll do that for the whole thing.
I will.
It'll never end.
Oh, my God. And so how was that? I want to know
stories.
It was
really exciting. No, it was bizarre because when they put it in, I was like, what? You're going to – people will come here and
– So it was a new idea for them?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What years are we talking here? Like how long ago?
It would have been 95?
Right.
94, 95?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And the guy who ran that particular one was kind of just left up to his own devices and goes, I'm going to build a lounge so guys can come here and I can suck them off.
Oh, really? Right.
He'd already drilled holes in between the booths.
Wow.
Where straight guys were going into wank so he could eyeball them while they were jizzing on themselves.
Wow.
So he thought, well, I'll go one step further and I'll get somewhere where people consent for me to do it.
So it was kind of his idea. He started the whole thing.
Yeah, pretty much, I think. Wow. Like, yeah, they, because it was, the shop was upstairs. And downstairs was just, you know...
The Ram Lounge, for any nuns listening.
Yes. Ah, yes.
Club X is a chain of porn stores.
Yes. Adult bookstores. Adult and video bookstores. Shops.
And some of them have this Ram Lounge, which is a very posh name for a storeroom upstairs that has been cleaned out.
And converted into a...
And converted into a fuck club where there's a little television screen showing porn from 1964.
A couple of hose-clean couches. Some instant coffee in the kitchen. And some little rooms you can go off to if you get too randy watching the porn. And
It's like a cinder block toilet, only not as respected.
Yes.
But it's, it was like it, took off like crazy before.
Oh, really?
Because they're everywhere now.
Yeah. By the end of that year, like, it was such a moneymaker. They went, oh, let's put them in everywhere because it's, you know, we're charging people money to just come in and sit.
Yeah.
And how much money do they make? Like, what does it cost?
It was like, I think it was $20 to get in.
No.
Wow.
A day or something.
Really?
Like, that was ridiculous.
You paid $20 to sit and jerk off to porn.
But you could come back all day. Like, you bought your ticket and...
Oh, well, that's handy.
People would come in at lunchtime.
Oh, you could
seriously.
Go and do the shopping.
When I worked at Swanson Street, people would come in at lunchtime, pay their money. I think Swanson Street was a bit cheaper. That was only $10 because it was busy.
Right.
And it was bigger. But yeah, people would pay their $10, come in, go upstairs, you know, jerk off at lunchtime, go back to work in their suit and stone on the pants. But then come back in 4.5 hours later at the end of the day and stay in there
helping.
For about, you know, till about 8, 9 at night.
Oh, what? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Give it up, guys.
It's heaving in there.
It is only $10.
Yeah.
You do not have to make every cent count. I know that petrol's expensive,
yeah.
But...
Yeah. And this was like that long ago. It's probably more expensive now.
Gosh.
Right.
Gosh.
Have you went to the one in Adelaide? How much was it?
I can't remember, honestly.
Oh. Was it good? Was it seedy?
No, it was pretty dodgy. It was pretty dodgy. It was like kind of... Oh, it was like having sex in a share house.
Yeah.
You know, it was just
keep
kind of...
Keep it down.
It was...
The best thing was, though, that was not our job to clean.
Oh, who cleaned
like,
it then?
I had to clean the booths out where the people would be jacking
the
on.
The blow and goes.
The blow and goes, where you put your $2 coins in to watch a dirty movie.
Yeah. That makes it worse, though, because that means that it's left there all day.
No, a man would come and
clean
it
later.
Oh, okay,
there
was a
separate person.
Yeah.
Oh, and okay. Was it like fags that would use it or straight guys?
Oh, yeah, what was the kind of clientele like?
Oh, I remember this really hot guy used to come in. He was like Mauritian or something. He was really pretty.
Yeah.
And you know, he used to kind of try and get me to have sex with him. And I was like, I want to, but, you know, I'm working.
I've got
a job to do. Can't lock the front door.
Responsible.
And then
responsible pornographer.
Go good.
Fucking you in the booth while the people downstairs come upstairs and just raid the till.
Yeah.
And I was like, why don't you just go down to the Ram Lounge?
Employee of the month is a big call. Yeah.
Hey, I won a prize once. I went to Singapore for being the best shop in Victoria.
Really?
In Australia. Sydney Road, around the corner from your place.
Oh, my God. That was the best one.
I know. The irony, I went to primary school, like, just one block away. Then I grow up to go work in the sex shop, and all my friends' dads used to come in there. They'd be like, oh, hi, how's it going?
Oh, how creepy.
Anyway, so, yeah, no, this guy was like, yeah. Like, he would try and talk him into having sex. I was like, why don't you just go to the Ram Lounge? There's plenty of people down there would love to have sex with you because it's the same six people come here every day.
Yeah.
You'd be a new face.
Yeah.
And ass.
Right.
And he's like, no. What if my wallet got stolen? You know, they'd call my wife. And like, I was like, okay.
Okay, wow.
I see where we're going here.
Wow.
And do you think because like sex on premises venues are not hard to come by.
No.
In any town. Do you think that some people went there because they had a thing for the kind of griminess of it? Or?
Yeah. And I think there were a lot of straight guys who just like to have sex, not...
Who told themselves because it wasn't a strictly gay venue, that it wasn't gay.
They weren't going to Club 80. They weren't going to a sauna.
Yeah,
right. They were going to Club X where they sell plastic vaginas and have lots of titty models on...
Yeah.
I'm going to look at the straight pornos and... I'm just worked up. I just need
a release. Yeah.
But that was, I have to say, on an emotional level, working there, I've worked there for like 3 or 4 years, it took its toll. Like,
really?
In what way?
But weren't you just administering it? It wasn't...
Yeah, but it's like, you know, when you're confronted with like this hot guy who was married and you go, okay, so there is literally no fidelity. It does not exist.
Like,
people are incapable of it. So what's the point of me falling in love with someone when that is bound to happen?
That's a biased sample, though.
Yeah. But that kind of, you know,
because you're not seeing all the people who aren't going there do all of that.
But, you know, when you see that happen on such a huge scale, like so many people coming in there and so
who can
many
I
people,
trust? Yeah.
Yeah, you just kind of go, oh, that's, you know.
But I guess it is a business kind of based on that.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's their main trade.
Is that why you're such a heinous slut today?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. Just checking.
It kind of, it did like... And the number of really hot guys I said no to having sex with astounds me still to this day.
Really?
Yeah.
That's unlike
people
you.
People would try it on.
Oh, I remember once at the Brunswick shop, this totally hot guy, like fully meaty, scary, sexy bogan came in. And the only reason I didn't have sex with him was because I was halfway through a cask of wine.
Okay, I think we're getting an idea of your coping mechanism.
I was about to go to the peel, and I was about to lock up and go to the peel, and I was like, well, I could. And then I just went, I can't have sex with a man who has a T-shirt with a painted picture of a Rottweiler on her. It's just...
Oh, wow.
I know, totally wow. Hot. Right.
It's funny, though, isn't it? I had a couple of friends who would work reception at brothels.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
at Tony Brothels. And the mugs would come in and always try and crack onto them.
Yeah.
Like, you're in a brothel. You're going to have sex. Yeah. It's going to happen.
I'm the bureaucrat. I'm the kind of the
yeah.
You know, the
I'm just a functionary. The people who have sex are in the next room, but I think it's about the psychology of it. Yeah. I don't think it's actually about the physicality.
No, and well, I think it's kind of, you know, you walk into a sexually laden kind of environment and it all seems fair game, maybe.
Yeah, but maybe it's people that, would bring up as well. Like, we had a, you know, the company had a couple of brothels and a phone sex line, mm-hmm. and people would ring up and kind of try to get me to talk them through. And like, right. We've got a service for that. Like, you can ring these people and they'll
I think
help
there's
you.
A certain psychology that people go, well, if I can seduce someone whose job it is not, then it's somehow more valid. Do you know what I mean?
I think it's kind of just super ridiculous horniness that overcomes every other...
Yeah.
Every kind of sensible emotion or
I tried to talk the parking meter into fucking me.
Yeah. I think, you know, that's just that kind of thing. I mean, you know, as Greg Fleet says, you know, he's got that line about, you know, I've been so horny I'd gladly stick my cock up a drain pipe. I think there's...
Scott, stop belittling yourself. It's not a drain
not
pipe.
Not a drain pipe.
Hello, I'm George Takei. Puffcast.
Oh, it is time for the chafe. And we have a very special guest, Chafer, in today. Wes Snelling.
Hi, I'm pissed off.
Oh, okay, all right. Here we
now,
go.
Now, Wes,
Andrew Bolt Snelling?
Please explain to us what has got your gander.
Well, it's been brewing for some time.
Probably all your life.
You know, 33 years even. I'm pissed off that a part of my body was cut off and ripped off of me without my choice when I was a baby.
The circumcision debate.
I'm talking about, you know, I'm not Jewish. Why did you take it? It really pissed me off because, you know.
Have you had this conversation with your mother?
No, I have actually. I did ask why. And she said, I did say, what, you know, why did you decide to circumise me? And she said, oh, everyone was just doing it at the time.
It was a trending topic on Twitter.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
Oh, my God. So
I nearly named you Rebecca Black.
Yeah. So, like, the contemporary equivalent would be a Justin Bieber haircut. Yes. Is that it? Yeah. Like, cutting off the end of your penis.
Yes. But why are you furious? You can't miss what you never had.
No, but he plays with so many of them.
Yeah.
I mean, admittedly, it's growing back. There's been a lot of work done to get that.
By a lot of cab drivers.
You've put in the hard yards. Yeah. Put in the hard yards at home alone, haven't you?
Yeah.
Really?
But it is that thing, like I'm intact and always have been. And it's I have noticed that people without foreskins far less sensitivity in their
yes.
cocks.
Yes, that's my issue because I'm cut as well. And I'm with you, Wes. I'm pissed off. Because, there's much less sensitivity.
Like, you get, like...
How sensitive do you need it? Well, I have never been in the situation where I thought, I just need that extra 25% from the foreskin. that's ruined
it. It's significant. It's like... It's
yes.
Really?
Quite a lot. Yeah. Like, a straight friend of mine, who shall remain nameless, Justin Hamilton, told me... that he could slam his cock in a door when it's hard and probably not really notice.
Right. Wow.
It's that, you know.
He is clumsy.
Desensitized. Yeah.
And he has sex in a lot of hallways as well. So it's...
But, you know, it's there is a significant, like, whereas hearing that, I just go,
it's pretty tough.
I can run my thumb over it and, you know, spit in your eye within 12 seconds.
That's just it.
The enjoyment factor is still there, you know. It's not like
eventually.
The cocks are dead. But, you know, but it is, it's like there's, I think I'm more pissed off about the fact, well, A, it's just visually, aesthetically pleasing. I like to look at an uncat.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But I'm mostly pissed off with the fact that a decision was made for me of that kind of nature. It's like giving me a body tattoo when I, you know, something, it's like.
Yeah, it's quite invasive and.
So this pit bull on my neck is not...
Let's not go there. I've actually got a tattoo of a foreskin on my neck.
Oh, well, there you go.
But literally, you know, mainly because of a fad. Because it was just something that they were doing in the 70s.
And I think that's why my parents did it as well. It was just because everyone was doing it. And I don't think that's good enough, really.
I don't think it's good enough either.
I think my parents did it because they hated me on sight and decided to scar me.
Yeah, they looked at you and said, look, if we could just get rid of even a little bit of him.
So am I the only intact one here in the room?
Looks that way.
I'm in the minority.
Oh, my God.
See, it's even the fact that you look at us with disdain when you say intact. See?
No, you know what it is?
You can't oppress us. We've got cut pride.
I'm going to apply for funding. I reckon I'll get it.
Yeah.
Because you've been mutilated by your parents. No, the worst thing is I have had on more than one occasion a guy who's cut not understand how to work the extra bit of skin.
Ah, right.
That it only goes back a certain distance.
Yes.
And that's as far as it goes, or there's a ripping and a tearing.
Yeah.
I did once, this guy going, oh, yeah. Oh. I'm like, what are you excited about? And then he's going, ah! I wasn't ejaculating. I was bleeding on him.
Oh my God.
Like blood ejaculating out the end of my foreskin.
Was it because he slammed your dick in a door?
No, he just ripped it back too far. I was like, ow, that feels like a paper cut. Whatever. It looked like, have you ever seen Carrie?
Oh, God.
Because he's going, it's red. It's red.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it's
wow.
Maybe there should be a thing. Maybe that we should draw a line in the sand, get racist about it.
Yeah.
Cuts and uncuts shouldn't mix.
Maybe. Yeah, because I've also, like, I've been with guys who've had foreskins and they've, like, treated me as if I've had a foreskin.
Yeah.
And can, you know, you have to kind of do it differently. But and so I'm like, oh, you can't actually pull the skin. You can't. So, you know, that maybe we need to start some kind of education. Maybe we need to start Theatre for Schools.
Let's do a workshop.
For schools.
We need to do a Theatre for Schools show.
Okay, now Scott's going to masturbate Adam.
Yes.
Isn't there some kind of kooky reconstructive surgery now you can get?
There is, but when you get circumcised, it seals the glands that secrete in your penis. So even if you have a foreskin,
And
if you grow a foreskin back or do whatever, you won't get that kind of juicy secretion that you guys.
By the way, I don't want the sloppy second skin of somewhere else.
No, they don't.
No, you stretch it.
Yeah, you put like little weights
which
on
is
your
what you've
skin.
Been doing.
This is making me horny already.
Yeah.
I'm going to strap a fucking phone book to the end of my dick.
Just walking around with like a paint tin dangling between your legs. Yeah.
So right. Some cut fuckwit can jerk me to bleeding. This is a dream come true. I like your idea. I just reckon stay in your lane.
Yeah, stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
Slow lane, fast lane.
So that's it.
We have cut and uncut bars.
The uncut will be will be the slow lane and the cut will be the fast lane.
See, that's pejorative language again.
Yeah.
Why are you oppressing me? Yeah.
No, the cut will be the slow
the
lane.
The cut will be the slow
just
lane.
It takes so long.
Takes so fuck. Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. I'm just like, oh, God. Can you just do this yourself?
Yeah.
Because my arms are tired. I've been wanking you with my foot for 20 minutes and it's never going to happen.
When does it happen? I have a complicated system of weights and pulleys.
Yes. Oh, my God. It's exhausting. Like, you're just like, going, oh, God, I came about an hour ago. What are you doing? What is wrong with your penis?
I've got to work in the morning. Hurry up!
Is there a sash? There is a sash for cut. What colour is this?
I don't know.
You need like a ribbon.
Yeah. Or like a scout badge.
Yeah. Maybe the sash is just an old foreskin.
Why have you got a calamari ring stuck to you?
If you rub it, it turns into a hat.
Because I saw them from behind and I knew they were having, let me say, a good time.
Poofcast. All right, it is time to talk to someone on the list of 25 most influential gays in Australia. The list has, you know, sensible people like Justice Kirby, Penny Wong. There's Tom Ballard from the Triple J, Ali Hogg from the
Equal Love, friend of the podcast.
Trevor Ashley, who's in Hairspray, and the man we have on the line now, Josh Thomas from the television.
Hello, how are you?
How are you, Josh?
I'm good. How are you going?
Yeah, good.
What have you been doing with your influence this week?
Yes.
Who have you influenced today?
I don't really know what they... I don't really know. I don't know what they mean. I went to this, like, to the party for the thing, and everyone's asking me, like, what it feels like, and I don't know what they mean. I don't know what they think I'm influencing, and then I don't know if that's a compliment.
So they had a function where all the 25 influential guys.
Well, all the ones that you know don't have anything on, which is amazing.
All the ones who aren't actually influential.
Yes.
So yeah. was it a room full of people staring, going, "Fucking, I don't know. What did you? I don't know. What's happening?
Was that the party you're at where you ended up having that fight with Ruby Rose?
No, she wasn't at that.
Because she is on the list as well.
Is she influential?
She's influential. None of us made it onto influential.
No.
Which I think is a good thing, because if you listen to this podcast...
if we're influencing young people, oh my God, there's jail time.
Although,
really?
In fairness, we did make it the top three on the list of top 25 most diuretic gays.
So... top three gays that give you the shits.
Yeah, correct. Top 25 laxative gays.
Yeah.
That was us.
So Josh... I'm number one in the top 25 chlamydic gays.
Oh.
Oh, Josh, come on.
He's disappointed.
He is going to use his influence to have you thrown off this podcast now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's going to call the gay bat phone.
What does it mean? Can you put a bill through Parliament now?
Do you get free tram travel on Sundays?
Can you get laid whenever you want?
I don't know what it means. I don't know. I don't know what it means, guys. You know what it means? I think it's like a website. Like a website made the list. I don't think it has much credibility.
A website made the list.
So are you telling us this is almost as real as that 20-to-1 countdown that Bert hosts?
It's about as prestigious. Hey, did you see the other day Bert was doing like the 20-to-1 like celebrity scandals or something like that? And anyway, Matthew Newton was not on that list.
Funny. That's
that.
Because, Josh, they're going to do a whole 20-to-1 just of Matthew Newton scandals.
Oh my God.
Oh dear. Yeah, that's a surprise. What a surprise.
What a surprise.
So have you ever had an experience where you have actually exercise some kind of clout or power or influence, or just like even pushing an old lady out of the queue or something? Has there ever been a hint of any kind of prestige associated?
No, I've never influenced anyone. Well, once I got an email from a guy asking me how I do my hair, and he wanted to know what hair I use. And I told him. So I suppose maybe that guy uses the same hair product as me now.
Well, that's why you're on the list, Josh. Oh,
right.
Can't believe you're questioning it.
Yes. You know how shallow gays are. It's all about the hair.
It's all about the product.
Really important.
People really want to know how to get that Bob Brown look.
But, like, do kids, like, you know, email you doing their school project or some bullshit? Like, anything at all?
I do get weird emails from, like, gay people where they don't know, like, they've got some gay problem and they don't know who to talk to, so they email me. But it's always really, like, I got an email the other day from this guy, and he goes, "Josh, do you find the gay scene to be really shallow?" And then he says, "Whenever I go out, I can't even get a cute boy to look at me."
And did you say, "Well, do your hair like this?"
I don't even know why he's like complained about other people being shallow, and then like,
oh, yeah,
he just wants a good-looking person.
Yeah. Did he include a photo? Did he look like a bulldog that's been smashed in the face?
He looked, and then he said, like, I don't want to be vain, but I think I'm pretty good looking. But I didn't understand, because you're complaining about people being shallow.
Yeah.
No, you're not speaking gay properly. You have to speak the gay patois, right? Which any gay question, which do you find the gay scene means, why does no one pay attention to me?
Yeah.
I'm fabulous. Why does no one love me?
Why does my ugly fat friend always have sex with people and not me?
Yeah.
It's because he has a personality.
Oh. But I like how he's like, Dear Abby-ing you, like Jim will fix it, like Josh will fix it.
Yeah.
Like Josh will just, you know, arrange a special party where everyone just looks at this guy with his hair exactly like mine.
Yes.
Do you think he was trying to get you to look at him?
I just don't know what I've ever done to convince these people that email me that I have any life skills. I don't know what I've, like, said to make them think. I don't know. Like, I...
That's a good point, you know. It's a good point. Like, if you emailed, like, Bear Grylls about how to survive, you know, in the desert,
that's true.
There's a plausible expectation he would have an answer. But, like, really the only thing people should be emailing you is, Dear Josh, which generation does milk a cow the fastest?
Yes.
Like, that you've got authority to answer.
I mean, let's face it, you've never done an honest days of hard labour in your life, have you? I mean, you just, you talk for a living. You just kind of...
Yeah. When I was 16, I had a job for 2 weeks at a factory.
Oh, wow.
At that a factory.
Yeah, and it really scared me, and everyone was really manly and rough. And one day a guy...
You were just like Jennifer Beals in Flashdance.
Yeah.
And one day this guy, they were talking over lunch about this girl, and this guy said, I heard she's got a can on her like a fucking ripped open circus tent, though.
Oh! Oh, my God.
And my dad was, like, making me work at this factory to, like, learn about, you know...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And all I took away from it was that phrase.
So you only...
Can't on her like a ripped open circus tent.
Oh, God.
Just clowns and leopards cascading out of it.
The smell of popcorn wafting. But the thing was, such is your gay influence, Josh, that a week after you left, they all had Bieber haircuts. You didn't stay long enough to see it.
Is there something you would like to influence? Like, is there something you go...
If you did have influence,
I want to change
what would you
that.
Use it for?
Nah.
I'd make the pizzas come faster. Whatever,
yeah. He's influential. He's just not very coherent.
He's really, really influential, but very badly motivated. Heaps of influence, no imagination.
Yeah. There's a big scratch. I scratched my floor yesterday. Oh. I'd like to influence that to go away.
Oh, okay.
Influence, not magic. What are you talking about?
Oh, Josh Thomas, you are hilarious.
We should probably let you go. You've probably got like a UN Security Council meeting to get to.
He's
got to
watch
like
Fashion Police.
That's right. That's right. Thank you for talking to us.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Josh.
Bye, darling. Big air kisses.
No more hangers!
Puffcast. Oh, it's time for our favourite segment.
Yes.
Where we get to sexually harass people who aren't here.
Yes.
Would ya?
Respectfully harass them.
Yeah.
With their full consent.
Yeah, with their full consent. Yeah, we're implying consent.
Yes. Tacit.
Tacit.
Yeah.
Now, this is an interesting one. This was brought up by Scott the other day, and I thought, oh, this would be something to talk about.
Mm.
Would ya? Serena McKellen. Oh, sorry. Sir Ian McKellen.
Would you let him pass?
Would you, yeah. Would you get Gandalf's staff right up
here?
Ian McKellen.
Magneto would from you, the X-Men with his helmet on.
Would you make him Gandalf the White?
You would.
Yeah.
I know you would, Scott. I'm going to whisper you.
Yes, I think I would, actually. I think I would.
Maybe you think you would.
Well, yeah, no, I definitely would. For a number of reasons.
Mm.
One, because talent is extraordinarily attractive.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, see, I see John Mayer playing the guitar and I go, I get that's talented, but he's repulsing me.
No.
Really, John Mayer repulses you?
Yeah.
I would John Mayer.
I used to think he was hot, and then, I don't know, something happened. Maybe it was because...
Oh, the crazy stuff.
No, I think it was because his cock might smell like Jennifer Aniston, and I don't want that. I don't want that in my mouth.
Wow.
His dick will smell of bangs.
Oh, God.
His dick will smell like the Rachel.
But then again, Jennifer Aniston might smell a bit like Brad Pitt, so I'd be there.
Ah.
Yeah, no, it's secondhand Brad Pitt.
Yeah, whatever. Mayer,
fuck it.
Any point in a storm.
Any port in a storm. Yeah.
I do find talent extraordinarily attractive. If someone's kind of like borderline and they can do something really well,
right.
I'm like, wow, if they can sing or act or dance or whatever, if they're great comedians, whatever, I'm just like, yes. Yeah. I find that very attractive. And also I just want to hear Ian McKellen dirty talk.
Oh,
that would be good.
Yes, you like that, don't you?
Yes. Take that, you little bitch.
Do you think it'd be like mellifluous dirty talk?
Oh, it would be.
You will take this cock into your ass and bounce up and down on it like a newborn. Yeah.
You see, like, that sounds good at the outset, but after a certain point, it's just like the rock monster from Neverending Story. And it's just not okay. It's not okay.
Thou shalt not come!
I would, but only in a threesome with a bit of fluff he takes to the Oscars each year.
Oh. Which he always sits there with his hand on his knee and just all like, draped all
and
over
it's
him.
Always
and I love it.
Some great. Hot bit of fluff.
Yes. Hot, gorgeous Latino fluff.
Yes. It's always some, you know, 19-year-old.
Charges by the half hour fluff.
19-year-old airline steward from Philippine Airlines or something.
Yes.
Oh. So I would. A threesome with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I would. I'm not.
It's just.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you even just for the story?
I fucked Ian McKellen!
I'd be standing on rooftops shouting it.
Yeah, but I'm not you. I don't have sex for anecdotes.
Oh, really?
I have sex for the sex. Because I like it.
Can it be both?
And I don't know. I've had, you know, occasionally at those sex on premises venues that we've been talking about ad nauseum today.
Yeah.
I have, you know, had
Change
sex.
Change the record sluts.
Yeah. Had sex with someone, you know, of a certain age. Mm. And there's something about the lack of elasticity in the skin.
Yeah, but they're so grateful.
You see, I'm...
It feels weird under...
I'm always edgy about... turning down people on the basis of age, because I'm going to be old one day.
Yeah, and I get that.
I am going to be that wizened old
crone
lurking around a corridor.
I hope that when I'm that
right
age,
here.
That I'm not having sex with people 2 decades younger than me.
Yeah,
how revolting.
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
I don't want to be that person.
Oh, hang on.
No, you do.
I do, and I'm only 39.
Oh, my God, 2 decades younger than you is going to jail.
No, still legal.
But, yeah, I...
Only just.
And it's not an aesthetic thing. It's purely... It's a touch thing. It's like it feels...
Right.
Like old people's skin feels like old people's skin.
Yeah, it depends how old.
Man, it's weird.
Yeah, I've had sex.
Ow.
But I've had sex with a few older guys, and they've learnt a few tricks.
Yeah. I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
And when I am that age, I only want to have sex with other people that age, because it's like we'll all be infirm and we'll all be just shoving everything in everywhere.
Trying
desperately in search for some sort of sensation. That'll be awesome.
Just wrinkle on wrinkle.
Yeah. I don't want, some jackrabbit 20-year-old just jizzing all over me after 20 seconds of rooting when I'm clearly balls are past my knees and... It takes the cum about 4 hours to get up to my doodle.
That's true. Because although, you're exactly right. Oh, the old guys know a few tricks.
Yeah.
And young guys know no tricks.
Yeah. No tricks.
Yeah. Young guys would...
Young guys are in, bang, 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 out. Yeah.
Young guys are all kind of aesthetic. Older guys are all
technique. They would take a key ring if they could.
Yeah. As long as the key ring had a great abs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think on balance, I think no, probably. So,
really? Yeah. Well, I'm going to stand by it. I would fuck him.
He's going to fuck him right in his talent hole.
Yeah.
However that works.
Well, I look forward to seeing you at the Kodak Theatre next year.
Yeah. No, I'd be in the sling just taking it, going, sorry, how was it doing Waiting for Godot? Oh.
This is the thing. I think he's an amazingly talented actor, so much so that I went to see him in Waiting for Godot, even though it is my most loathed play.
Really?
I hate it.
Oh, right.
You know what? When you're going to do a play about ennui, it shouldn't actually instill that feeling in you.
Right, okay, yeah. Right.
Like sitting there going, oh, yeah, this is boring. These people have fucked lives. But, yeah, he was awesome, and he, you know... But it still was boring.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
I agree to disagree then.
Okay, fine. Just fuck you.
Yeah, go and fuck it.
Oh, come on, girls. Why can't we just learn to get along? Okay, come on. Come on. I'll buy ourselves some tequila shots, okay?
I can't believe. No, seriously, the queen of shallow over there is saying, no, I'd fuck him because of his talent.
No, I'd fuck him because I find his voice very sexy. I think he's a sexy guy.
Would you fuck someone who's really talented but not famous?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
If there was some actor that did an amazing job in Waiting for Godot but had never been in a film, that is just as attractive.
Oh, well, no, it's not like I'll just fuck anyone who's talented. I'm just saying that I find talent very attractive, so
that's what Toby's asking.
It adds like 10 points. But if someone's absolutely hideous, like I'm not going to fuck Danny DeVito, okay?
He's...
All he's right. very good.
He is very good.
In Death of Tasmoochie.
Oh, he's wonderful. But I'm not going to fuck Danny DeVito.
I'd fuck Danny DeVito.
Yeah, really? I'd fuck Danny DeVito.
He would be funny.
He would be awesome.
Funny.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's
I just
married
can't...
to Carla from Cheers.
Yes. I can't
I
get...
want to have a threesome with those two.
He would be wisecracking out like a penis, only smaller. I fuck with that. Lifesavers.
Imagine.
Fucking brilliant.
Danny DeVito. And Rhea Perlman doing the...
doing their shtick.
Doing crazy fucking swingers action. I can see that.
Danny DeVito passes the fort test.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Even because you can't see him over the top of it.
He could hide inside the fort and be like trying to find, where are you, Danny? Where are you, Danny? I'm fucking here!
Yeah.
Boom!
Yeah, see, I'm fucking DeVito. Yeah. In my butt, let's do in the butt. Okay. Podcast. All right, it is time for Top or Bottom with our work experience bottom whisperer, Nath Valvo, here at Talking Poofy headquarters. Now, Nath, you're a young person.
Mm-hmm.
You understand the ways of the Gen Y.
Yep.
Who would be top or bottom out of Facebook and Twitter? And as I say that, I hope you can hear me chipping the lime scale off the bottom of the barrel.
This is, man, you wouldn't think it possible for this to jump the shark.
No.
Yet here we are.
Yeah.
Yet here
yeah,
we are.
Next week we're going to be doing Talking Poofy in space. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
This is.
I've got an awful East Street Mr. Bad feeling about this cross.
So Facebook and Twitter, top or bottom.
Jesus.
This is like one of when those shows do musical episodes.
Yeah, totally.
Like when Buffy did musical for the whole thing.
They're doing a musical episode of Grey's Anatomy. We all know them where that's headed.
Are you serious?
Yeah, totes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow. Ripping medical drama and woo! Musical hygiene.
All right, so this is talk about a tough one. It's very simple. It's very plain and simple, this one. Not hilarious, but more simple. thanks for this. Facebook is clearly the top.
Right.
Because it likes a poke, and Twitter will just do whatever's trending, and that seems to be bottoming at the moment.
That's it. Is being a bottom in?
In my group of mates, yeah.
Oh, cool, at last!
Yeah.
No, you know what that means, Scott?
What?
There's lots of bottoms, no tops!
Oh, God, that's all right. I've got my Red Bull can.
And if bottom's trending,
Yeah.
If being a bottom is trending, that means the only tops are really dorky, ugly guys that don't know what they're doing.
I'm right. I can hear Adam. I can hear you when you talk about me.
Blog it.
Sad face. Dislike.
How do you un-LOL?
Suicide.
So Facebook is the top. So can you like that? Like,
of course. You can comment on it. Yeah. Yours will probably will come over.
Yeah.
And also, you know, apparently when you sign up to Facebook, you give them the rights to all your intellectual property. So technically, they're fucking you all the time.
Yeah, yes.
True.
Who hasn't been fucked by Facebook?
Exactly. Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, dear. Well, that was a night. That was short, sharp, and sweet. Thank you very much, Nate Velvo.
Thank you.
And that's how you call polishing a turd.
Correct. Join us next week for Talking Poofy Baby. The animated series.
Oh dear, the podcast keeps going. I didn't think
on and on and
I thought
on.
This thing would run aground at some point.
Oh,
but no,
God.
Here we are.
Why has no one stopped us?
Because
nobody listens.
No one here to stop it. No, people keep listening. I don't understand that either.
Oh, hello, listeners.
Hello. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
We're here. If
you're still here, hello.
Hello.
And thank you.
Thank you.
Although, to be fair, if you stop listening, we could just go straight to the peel instead of having to sit through these podcasts.
No, that's it.
Yep, I'm going to peel.
I was going to tell you about next week. What we've got, Cal Wilson coming in.
Lots of stuff. It's good. Come on, let's go.
Well, I've got the ammo.
Show stuff.
All right, we'll go to the
Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay. Poofcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out. Can we get on?
Poofcast.